their body, but then they have a couple of horns at the top of their head, like a goat or something.
Uh-huh.
And they're small, about the size of a frog,
uh-huh,
four-legged thing with a tail.
Uh-huh. How do
and kind of a round, circular, like body.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Almost round.
How do horny toads differ from just a toad?
But on the horns, they don't. I don't think they hop. They run instead of hop. And a
horny toad.
Yeah,
run.
They kind of run like that.
Uh-huh.
And a frog would, toad would hop.
Okay. Okay. What kind of things would you put on your hook to go fishing with?
Worms.
Okay. What kinds of worms, particularly?
No, I'm not. I don't know.
Okay.
What? Do you call them angle worms?
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a hard-shelled thing that pulls its neck and legs into its shell when you touch it?
Turtle.
Okay. What do you call something like a turtle that lives just on dry land?
Tortoise.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you find in freshwater streams or sometimes in a drainage ditch or something like that? And it's got little claws, and when you turn over a rock, it swims away backwards?
Crawfish.
Okay. Any other names you have for it?
Don't some people call them crayfish or something?
Okay. All right. What do you call the insect that flies around a light and it tries to fly into it, and then you grab it and the powder comes off its wings on your hand?
Moth.
Okay. And the things that get in your wool clothes and eat them up if you aren't careful are?
Moths.
Okay. And things that fly around at night and flash lights on and off?
Lightning bugs.
Okay. And things that fly around at night and bite, and sometimes they carry malaria.
Bats.
Okay. An insect. This is an insect I'm talking about.
Oh, mosquitoes.
Okay. You know, I think we may have bats in our chimney. I don't know how to get rid of them. Ugh. What do you call a thin-bodied kind of insect? There, sometimes they get pretty big, but usually about that long. And the body is sometimes black, sometimes gray, and sometimes blue. And they have two pairs of real shiny wings. And they eat mosquitoes. And you find them around damp places, like around a pond or around a stock tank or something like that.
And they fly?
Yeah, they're flying things. They have big long wings, and sometimes the wings are about as long as the body.
I don't know what that is.
Some people say it's a sign that snakes are nearby.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Would you ever call it a darning needle or a mosquito hawk?
They have a body about half as big as my finger, and then they got those wings and they fly.
Uh-huh,
around,
uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you got a little old head on them about like that.
Yeah. And a little beak you can kind of see at
the
end.
I don't know what you're calling.
Would you?
Not devil's horses, are they?
Would you ever call it a mosquito hawk or a snake doctor or a dragonfly?
I've heard them called snake doctors, I guess.
Okay. What kinds of flying insects are there that sting? Build nests and sting.
Wasps.
Okay.
And bees.
Okay. Okay, you can have two wasps or one